You've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is the 10th day of July, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central as well. Central, because we are right here coming to you from Central Texas, the great Lone Star State. I want to thank everybody across the United States, North America, all the ships at sea and people listening in the other continents around the world and other sovereign nations battling the globalists for joining us today. A lot of people, and we have a huge broadcast lined up for you that I'll get to in a minute, a lot of people have marveled that we've started making more PrisonPlanet.tv video specials. I've started uploading 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 special video reports a day to the YouTube channel, and soon that'll be going to PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be putting the reports there first. People are marveling that we're only increasing our output. Well, that's because the globalists are coming in like a flood against free humanity, and I realize that we are, like it or not, the tip of the spear. I never intended to have this big of an effect. I never intended to be reaching this many people. Certainly, I wanted to. And we are exponentially reaching tens of millions of people, many of them new, every single week. It is an incredible responsibility. Most of these people we're reaching have never come in contact with real information. They've never come in contact with full spectrum analysis where things are broken down historically with facts in a very easy to understand way. And it is having a huge effect when people are basically shown not my opinion or my views, but what is admitted. And then suddenly they start making all the other connections for themselves, truly critically thinking. History, the present, the future opens up to them, and they are off and running. And that is so incredibly exciting. You know, they talked about Obama as if he was going to be the second coming of Abraham Lincoln. And I said, folks, that's very cryptic. The financial implosion is going to accelerate under Obama. The states are going to try to use 10th Amendment remedy to not go into global receivership through fraud. And the president is going to come in and invoke dictator powers. And the federal government is going to use as the precedent, because I'd see some of their lawyers talking about this years ago, civil war martial law rules. Well, guess what I have today? From French news agency, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post, National Review. Guess what I have here? And this incredible bombshell information is just let out there like you pass gas in church. It's just quietly allowed, no fanfare. You just smell the stench of tyranny around you. And it's just, oh, no big deal. Obscure clause may help U.S. avert deficit and default. And there's no mention of the fact that 90-plus percent of this debt is derivative that our government has been induced to sign on to, and hence the people have, foreign banking debt, that the vast majority of the bailout money went to foreign private families like the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, and others. That's now been made public. We told you that 3 years ago, but it was made public 3 months ago. We just happen to know who the private shareholders of the Fed were when it was set up. Haven't gotten that intel since then, but we know who pulls the strings. And they say here, powers used against the South will now be used against the Congress, and the president controls the power of the federal purse now. And they're actually in the news calling people extremist. I actually have it here. Going to go over it coming up. Extremist if you say Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit and the paying of debts. Now, that's a fact in the Constitution. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that Congress declares war. It's so well known, I'm not even going to cite the area of the Constitution. Go look it up yourself. But now they say, oh, we don't need the Congress. We have the UN, as Obama said in press releases. So this is all coming up. Stay with us. It's huge. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For joining us, my friends, in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny, the private mafia interest that control the mega central banks, the large defense contractors, and big pharma, openly and publicly are setting up a tyrannical, fascistic, private corporate world government that wages war against the free market through corporate collectivism, popularly known as crony capitalism, but it really has nothing to do with that. We are here to shatter the controlled tiny box that people are in, the left-right paradigm. We are here to show people the hidden truth that is hiding in plain view. Very important broadcast today on this July 10th, 2011 Sunday broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me give you a preview of what's coming up. First off, this whole fast and furious ATF shipping in 30,000 guns into Mexico has now come to a head. And the attorney general has been accused by the head of the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, of lying to Congress when he said that he knew nothing about the ATF plan to ship guns into Mexico. Now, it's now been ferreted out that even a year and a half ago, Holder gave speeches basically alluding to what he was doing, and now it's even in the Associated Press and other major publications that the FBI and DEA were involved as well, and yes, it was a Justice Department operation. Who believes the ATF would ship 30,000 guns to major cartels like Los Zetas if they were not given authorization? And the attorney general has been caught lying, Eric Holder. This is huge, but I want to give you the full rest of the story. And as usual, we don't give you the rest of the story after the fact. Now you're ready to hear the information we covered 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and with total precision. And the videos have been reposted on Infowars.com. 2 years ago, we laid out everything that would transpire with absolute, complete, and total precision. Not because we're smart, but because we know how the crime syndicate that seized control of our government in 1913 operates. We know every one of the plays in their playbooks. Just like if you got your favorite football team and you watch them every year and you know the coach, you know what is in their playbook. Once you see the players go into motion. And we're going to lay all of that out today. And I put up a video that I shot on my iPhone 4 up to our YouTube channel with 125 million views. And it's the two parts of it have had more than 70,000 views. That means they'll get about 500,000 views. That's good. Should get about 10 million views, we wish. But Obama caught staging terror attack, part one and two. And I, again, shot that yesterday from my home. I couldn't even really sleep on Saturday, being aware of all this coming to a head, because you have to ask yourselves, why were the guns shipped into Mexico? And that's twofold. And we've written detailed articles breaking it all down with the proof. A, to blame the Second Amendment and say the violence in Mexico was caused by that, and to call for assault weapons bans, the shutdown of gun shows, only allowed to sell one gun at a time at gun shops, total tracking, and just like you have a no-fly list with no judge, no jury, don't know why you're on it, the White House now has announced, as of Friday, they want a no-buy list for gun owners, that they just magically put you on a list. You could have never even had a parking ticket. Obama says you don't get a gun, you don't get it. You may remember 2 years ago, White House Chief of Staff gave speeches to the Violence Policy Center, the Victim Disarmament Center, and others, and we've played those clips many times. Now they're back calling it sensible restrictions everyone will agree on. And then you actually get into the meat and potatoes of what they're about to start promoting. So that's one of the things they did there. A. B. I, of course, have interviewed LAPD police officers who were there in the 80s watching the government ship in the cocaine. We have the 1997 Solicitor General CIA hearings in Congress where they admitted the CIA was shipping in tons of cocaine and cooking it into crack to destabilize the United States and pack the private prisons that the mega banks laundering the drug money owned. Also, I've interviewed people like Pulitzer Prize winner of Dark Alliance, Gary Webb. He was about to come out with more information. I talked to him about a month before he was shot twice in the back of the head. The police in California ruled it was a suicide. And he'd been telling folks that people have been breaking into his house. I, of course, have interviewed Stella Costello, one of Gary Webb's main sources, who was the top DEA agent in Central South America and Mexico for more than a decade, an Army sniper from Vietnam. First he was an Army sniper, then he was Border Patrol, then he was DEA. And he came on my show 6 years ago, again, 5, 4, 3, 2, right to 2 years ago, when the ATF shut him up for a couple shotguns, saying they were illegal, and put him in jail because he was making the rounds dealing with the ATF, and he was saying at the time, that's why he's in prison, he was saying at the time that he'd been approached. This is as Calderon was about to be elected, and he said Calderon would steal the election, as he did. And international groups that watched the election said clearly he stole most of the states in Mexico. He said that there would be a huge drug war in Mexico, and that Mexico was going to be collapsed because the CIA in Fort Benning, Georgia, and now that's now in mainstream news, was funding Los Zetas, giving him automatic weapons, grenade launchers, you name it, and that Los Zetas, that quote, was going to defect from the U.S. government and the Mexican government, was really working with the U.S. and Mexican government, once Calderon got in, was the plan. That's why as soon as he got elected, all this started, to wipe out the other 3 to 4 major cartels that would not launder all their money through U.S. and international banks. Now, by the way, that's in Bloomberg and AP. I'm going to go over all these headlines. I'm giving you the basics now. I'm going to walk through all of it. And so I watched all this unfold exactly as he said it would unfold. Gary Webb was working on that. They went to his house, shotgunned him twice in the back of the head. I want you to know I'm risking my life even giving this information. $500 billion a year in cocaine and heroin come into this country. It's all laundered by the big six banks on record. Private Federal Reserve has been caught repeatedly with hundreds of billions in cash. They're allowed to keep it all. Doesn't matter. You're going, but wait, the cops go to big lengths to get the drugs. Drugs were legal till the 30s. You could buy heroin, cocaine, opium, anything you wanted at a corner drugstore. Drug use was much lower, even though Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. I mean, they had it all right down at the corner drugstore. And the prohibition had ended, which the big establishment made illegal so they could make huge profits, corrupt the police, some cases 100 times what they were making before alcohol was legal, illegal. Knocked out all their competition, then only the insiders could bring in alcohol. Some of the greatest fortunes ever, including the Kennedy fortunes, were made out of that. Kennedy's, of course, Joe Kennedy, head of the Irish Mafia on the East Coast. Chicago delivered the election to him through the dailies, other Irish. But the issue, and this is all mainline history, go pull it up. They made alcohol illegal for a decade to take control of the market. There were hundreds of breweries then, hundreds of whiskey makers then. For decades after Prohibition, there were only a few. Now, when that ended, they had to make narcotics illegal to have something new. The big major international importers make it illegal. They control the major cities, the major distributors. Now that massively rises the price of all of their commodities. Heroin, cocaine, the list goes on and on. They bring it in. They corrupt the police further. They control the criminal networks. They control the muscle. They shut down all of their competition. They take the low-level users and give them long sentences in privately owned banks, privately owned prisons owned by, go look at who owns the big main chains of mega prisons. We have more prisons anywhere else in the world, more drug use anywhere else in the world. We're number one. The people then who get caught using the drugs that were shipped in at the top of the chain, who go rob stereos and the rest of it that goes right back to the banks, they then get put in a bank-owned private prison, working as slave labor for 25 cents an hour, displacing everybody else's jobs. I mean, you think the illegals drive down wages? And so the globalists are masters at making money on both ends. Now, I'm going to go over the total proof of this when we come back on the other side. foreign banks run America, and they run the drugs. They run everything, including the white slaves.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I grew up in Rockwall, Texas. My last few years of high school were here in Austin. We had to move down here because the police, through a lawyer, called and told my dad that if we didn't move out of town, they were going to arrest me and hang me in the jail cell because I didn't use drugs. I did drink some, not a lot, but, you know, at parties and chew tobacco and things like that because I was more of a jock. But I saw the police at parties over the years. I saw police deliver drugs, and I talked about it when they would be at the school with their drug dogs. I'd say, hey, you're a drug dealer. What are you doing here searching people? And they would take me in the office and slam my head into the desk and tell me that they were going to send me to prison where I'd be raped and given AIDS. I mean, all this happened. So I've always known this. And then later the sheriff of Rockwall, Jack or John McWhorter, you can look it up, went to, even Rolling Stone wrote about this. They didn't really believe me at first. And then they went and looked it up, and or was it New York Magazine? I forget which one. Yeah, they went and looked it up and did indeed find all that happened. So now I know why they were threatening to kill me. But that wasn't the sheriff's department. That was a police department doing that. And so, see, I've lived. I've seen things early on. And I guess the other young people thought it was normal to have the cops dealing the drugs and then also putting people in jail for using them. See, I didn't think that was normal. I had common sense or logic. And I didn't like it. I didn't like driving out of the school parking lot and the cops went to search my car and looking at them and going, you care about my six-pack of beer? I actually did this once. Yeah, I got a six-pack of beer in here I hadn't had in a week. It's underneath the seat. You're going to search and take me to jail for that, you drug dealer? You see, I live in the real world, ladies and gentlemen, not in some fantasy land. And it's going to be reality, not fantasy, that's going to save this republic. Now, on record, if you go research the big mega prison companies, they are wholly owned subsidiaries of the big mega banks that are on record shipping in narcotics. Let me just give you some proof of that since I raised it. Oh, here's one. U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. Los Zetas kingpin, we bought guns directly from U.S. government. Here's another one. A holder lied, DOJ. News release shows Obama administration approved ATF Mexico weapons smuggling. They were so dumb, they put it out as a press release a year and a half ago. Lying to Congress. Congressman says unlikely Holder did not know about Operation Fast and Furious. Now it's come out in the Associated Press that FBI and DEA were involved in the, quote, Justice Department operation. Continuing, at least 40 killed in Mexico in 24-hour period. Houston Chronicle. Oh, here it is, Bloomberg. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal, and it's admitted that in a two-year period, Wells Fargo and its owner, Wachovia and its owner, Wells Fargo, laundered $376 billion and leased and ran the aircraft. Well, we already knew that. Oh, Reuters back in 2007, and you can pull up the headline, CIA torture jet wrecks with 4 tons of cocaine. It was pure cocaine coming directly from the source. National security's a great way to operate. And see, when some other group, the Colombians, don't pay their cut. I remember in 1999, Richard Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange at the time, in Reuters, again, Reuters, went and met with the head of the FARC guerrillas in Colombia. And, quote, encouraged him to invest his money. And it said a little known loophole allows this. Oh, yeah. Just like the big banks write the loopholes where they pay zero tax. Google pays 2.4. General Electric, zero. They write all the laws. They tax you, then pay the money themselves. Continuing. And they told the head of the FARC, you invest with us or we're going to invade. He said, no. U.S. military invaded. Go look it up. Wasn't called a war, called drug interdiction. And they have GPS airplanes spraying the coca fields that aren't owned and run by their drug dealers. And then, of course, they bombed with some Hellfire missiles and killed the head of the FARC. And they said, we taught you, boy. You invest with us or you die. And the American people are so gullible and so naive that it's just all admitted out in the open. Because even of the children, that's how we're seen, as cattle-like children, we're to read that. We don't know what we're reading. We don't understand it. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. Now, continuing here, Eric Holder should go directly to prison. He should be indicted for lying under oath to Congress. It's a felony. The head of the ATF got caught lying when the emails came out. They were running the whole operation. He was going to get burned, so he's saying, look, I was under the orders of Eric Holder. Now the FBI, it's admitted, is involved. DEA, of course they are. My DEA source told us this 6 years ago. They sent in Los Zetas on record. They said, oh, thousands of Los Zetas, Mexican commandos, were trained at Fort Benning, Georgia. And then in mass, the week Calderon was elected, we told you about this 6 months before, the week after he was elected, they defect in mass and start their own cartel on the Texas border with the U.S. government arming them. Now confirmed. We told you this 6 years ago. Told you it was coming 6 years ago. Happened 5 years ago. The videos are all posted on InfoWars.com and on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We've reposted those. Well, they've never been removed. You see the timestamp date, and there they are. Interviewing Sully Costello in studio and others. Just told you everything that was happening. So the Pentagon trains these brigades of Mexican troops. They defect. And now the Mexican government's gotten second thoughts and is starting to arrest some of them, because it turns out the people that run our government, I don't want to say U.S. government, the criminal banks that run our country through the military-industrial complex, started having Los Zetas kill even Mexican officials that were supposedly part of the deal. So there's a double cross there. The bankers always double cross. So it's now in the news, in major Mexican newspapers and in U.S. papers, and we've got it all boiled down. Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, sent us all their intel on Friday. We put it in the article. Los Zetas kingpin. We bought guns directly from U.S. government. And I have the Gunners of America analysis that they sent to us to publish. It's all right there. You want to go read a six-page report with everything detailed, Reuters, AP, all hidden in plain view. Go read it. Go read it. Go read it. Go read it. It's right there for everybody. Now, I want to go over more of this, but we're going to break here. How long do we go to break? A minute or two? Minute and a half. Let's go ahead first and play an ABC News clip. Let's play an ABC News clip from a year and a half ago where they spin the fact that our troops are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan. Here it is. Computers are hiccuping. Here it is.
So here's the question. Why are American troops now helping Afghan farmers grow that opium? Nick Schifrin reports from Afghanistan on a controversial new policy.
Policy.
In western Kandahar, poppy farmers score, till, harvest their crop, and the Americans do nothing to stop them.
They grow it.
U.S. soldiers greet farmers.
Can you show me which poppy field is yours?
They commiserate with farmers having a bad harvest.
Tell them I'm very sorry for his field this year, and hopefully has a better harvest next year.
And in one case, they even paid a farmer $1,000 after U.S. and Afghan special forces burned his crop.
If you can come down to the base on my next visit, I'll make a payment.
All right, stay there.
This is controversial.
Stay there. We're going to come back. This is all a whitewash. I'm going to break down the facts for you in one moment. We're in Afghanistan for the $500 bill in schmack coming to your daughter's veins. And if they catch her using it, they'll put her in a private banker-owned prison. Stay with us. By the way, my friends, I haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes news yet. But if you studied history, you'd know that the Roosevelt family, the Forbes family, the Rockefeller family, Rockefeller started out the dad of the supposed big founder, John D. Rockefeller, was a snake oil salesman who sold laudanum in the backs of buggies. You know, the guys that get up and say, this will cure all your ails, grow your hair back, fix a broken leg. He was the first guy to launch fleets of those under a company name. So the issue is the drug dealers just made the stuff illegal in the 30s to then jack up prices. And it goes back 300 years ago. to the British couldn't get into China. And so the Chinese wouldn't allow them to sell Indian opium into the country. They only allowed the British to come into one port. It took them over 100 years to corrupt the police and take over most of the major cities by bringing in the illegal drugs. And they learned that by the government keeping it illegal, that allowed them to make even bigger profits and take over the criminal networks. And they had two wars in the 1900s or 1800s, 1840s, 1860s, called the Opium Wars or the Boxer Rebellion. This is mainline history. And the very same interest, the British East India Company that had a near world monopoly on it, the French had a little bit of their own operation, but nothing compared to it. That's why the French were in control of Vietnam. That's where they got their opium. The British got theirs out of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. That's why the British were the last major colonial power before the Russians to be thrown out of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And they would ship it in to China. And so now they've just made it illegal here because they learned how much bigger their profits were when something was illegal. The Chinese did them a favor. By making it illegal, that was how they got in there, made huge profits for decade after decade, and slowly took over town by town as they got people addicted. Now, continuing here, remember, you got $500 billion a year in opium coming out of Afghanistan alone. Total drugs coming into the U.S., heroin, cocaine, and marijuana, $500 billion, the Justice Department estimates. $500 billion street value. That's how you can have Wachovia and Wells Fargo on record in a two-year period, $376 billion running the aircraft, everything. What happened when they finally got caught because whistleblowers kept going, coming forward? A $100 million fine. That's 0.3%. And I've likened it to robbing a bank, and you come out with $1 million, and the cops say, give me $3,000. And you can go free. I mean, this isn't a slap on the wrist. This is nothing. And the other big banks have all been caught over the years. Stop being naive. Stop being stupid. Decriminalize all of it now. Take the profit out of it now. But side issue. The point here is the attorney general's been caught lying. And it turns out they're so dumb, they even put a press release out admitting they knew about this program a year and a half ago. That's now in the news. Well, I had remembered this. I had told listeners last week, other news agencies, I said, go do the research. I remember covering it a year and a half ago when the attorney general came to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and Nevada and gave speeches calling to shut down gun shows, shut down gun shops, ban semi-autos because of the crime wave in Mexico and blaming it on the Second Amendment when they have a total gun ban in Mexico. When you have that, the people can't defend themselves. Only the criminals can operate. Now these Los Zetas people, when they get caught, another got caught in Chicago a few months ago, Chicago Tribune, another top Los Zetas guy, and he came out with documents in federal court saying, I work for the U.S. government. Release me. It isn't the U.S. government. It's the criminals working inside the national security state. And now they're coming after your guns. They're shifting the drug war to the gun war against our Second Amendment. So we can live like the poor slaves in Mexico who don't have a right to defend themselves and only the criminals have the guns. There's been over 30,000 dead in the last 2.5 years in Mexico. That's more than died each year in Vietnam. Over a decade in Vietnam, we lost 58,000. In just a couple years, 30,000+ and growing. And now it came out this week in the news, in the Phoenix paper and others, that cops have been killed with these 30,000 guns. The cops are stopping cars with these guns in them, with criminal drug dealers driving them. Of course. Oh, I forgot to print this off. Guys, can you search it? It was in a bunch of New Mexico papers, but didn't make it nationally. U.S. attorneys to drop prosecution of officials running guns. Mayors of major cities in New Mexico, what was one of them, Columbus? Police chiefs running guns. And they've declared national security, and the U.S. attorneys in West Texas and New Mexico, it's a whole bunch of towns involved, are having to drop the prosecution. They cannot prosecute them because they went ahead and said, do you understand I'm running an operation for the U.S. government? I mean, these people get away with blood. Folks, don't believe me. Just look all this stuff up. Look it up for yourself. Somebody's got to call shenanigans on this. Somebody, because here's the deal. They're getting more and more bold. They're getting more and more crazy. Okay, let's finish those video clips. Now, first ABC whitewashes that, oh, since they damaged their crop, they paid for it. Then they cut into the fact that they're actually helping them grow it. Again, they're just going public with something that's always happened. But so many troops were coming home. Well, some tried to. The NFL star wrote letters home about the opium when it wasn't known. We knew. And, of course, he got killed. It's now come out, executed. But let's go ahead and play this clip from ABC News. Here it is.
Here, the Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd
Battalion
of Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer.
All right, let's stop right there. I got a bunch of these clips. That's Fox News, Geraldo. And we're going to go back to the ABC here in a moment. We're done with Fox now. You can watch the full clip on YouTube. You just type in U.S. soldiers grow opium, heroin, poppy in Afghanistan, and it'll pull up for you. I also have it up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Link there. Now this one is U.S. military helps terrorists grow heroin, U.S. funding Taliban. Now, let's stop right there before I go any further. The British invaded Afghanistan hundreds of years ago to control this stuff because the Russian czars and others were getting a hold of it and breaking their global monopoly. People wonder how the British, this little bitty island, could take over. A lot of it was they were selling opium worldwide and had addicts working for them and ready to do whatever they were told. But here's the idea. They provide security. They go on. They provide fertilizer. They help them ship it out and, quote, then interdict it once it gets here. Ladies and gentlemen, CIA aircraft and others are constantly crashing. There's been Esquire articles a decade ago where cops in Miami bust a plane full of heroin, planes full of cocaine in Houston. State police busted an 18-wheeler full of cocaine years ago. It was in the Associated Press on the Texas border. National security was declared, and the cocaine was let go. I know Texas State Police listing, remember that. This is ongoing. Only the low-level dealers get busted or cowboys that haven't paid their cut. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to finish this other ABC News clip. But see, this is how dumb they think you are. The troops are all standing around guarding opium poppies, so they get upset. And the spin is, well, if we don't do this, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will get it. Well, here's the deal. Opium production went from 10% of world supply out of Afghanistan in 2001 to 90-plus percent. That's right.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, it's admitted Congress has had hearings that in Vietnam, massive tonnage of heroin was shipped into the United States. It's on record. Same thing in the 1980s with cocaine, with Iran-Contra. That's admitted in Congress, 1997 hearings. And it's admitted what's happening in Mexico. This is a war over who controls the drugs. You know, I was in, I consulted on a film that aired on Showtime called American Drug War, and we interviewed drug dealers for it, mid-level, you know, drug dealers in L.A. who said, absolutely not. I don't want drugs legalized. Use your head. Do you think the mafia wanted prohibition of alcohol to end? Use your head, folks. This is something somebody with an IQ of like 60 should be able to figure out. By the way, you're mentally retarded if you have an IQ of 70. I mean, I'm serious. This is something that people who have serious cognitive problems should be able to understand. But the smartest people out there are having trouble because of cognitive dissonance. You don't want to admit it. Really, AP, Bloomberg, others reported a year ago that there were secret deals signed 11 years ago by the biggest insurance companies in the U.S. in meetings with the Veterans Affairs Office to steal all the death benefits of World War II veterans through modern veterans. That when you die in a car wreck or cancer or in combat, and you've been putting money out of your check into that life insurance, they just take it. This is I guess that's patriotic too, though, right? This is a criminal enterprise that's taken over, and they're not going to stop. They're coming in with carbon taxes. They're shutting down the coal-fired plants that aren't owned by insiders like General Electric on record, who's been given waivers. McDonald's is given waivers, not having to buy insurance, but their competitor Burger King does. Again, this is just an example of mafia government that we live under, and we must stop being naive. I'm risking my life, my name, everything, to just take a bunch of mainstream news and put it in your face. I mean, can you believe they've had all these newscasts? I've even got a NATO press release, video press release. If you just type NATO growing poppies in Afghanistan, you'll get it. And they say, yes, we helped grow it. We helped them ship it out. This is how we win hearts and minds. Bull! The real Taliban, not the fake Al-Qaeda Taliban, had taken Afghanistan from the biggest opium producer in the world by 2001 to one of the lowest producers in the world. Because the real, quote, religious Taliban, not the old CIA Taliban from the 80s, and that was a rogue group, was on record destroying it all. On record destroying it all. They had to be liberated. Now, depending on what Justice Department or NATO number or what's the European group, Interpol number, between 91 and 93% of all heroin produced in the world is produced in Afghanistan from less than 10%. Write it around, depending on what statistic, around 10% or less than a decade ago to number one at 90%+ today. And the troops guard it. The troops guard it. The troops guard it and provide fertilizer, everything. Just like they trained Los Zetas at Fort Benning, Georgia, School of Americas. Openly, we had intel. They were going to shift and defect. Shelley was invited as a former sniper, former DEA. That's in the news today. DEA was down there training them, as well as FBI. Not just ATF. You see, when the ATF director was about to go to prison for this, he went ahead and blew the whole whistle, and now it's confirmed. FBI, DEA, ATF, all under Eric Holder's orders. All confirmed. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I got links to all the mainstream news admitting it, but it's all buried in the headline. It's all buried down in the article. Think about this. This is a staged terror attack. 30,000 guns and the bedlam and the 30,000 dead down there that this has contributed to. The cops confirmed, Border Patrol, and a Phoenix cop that had been killed with guns traced back that they were then going to use. And now we learn they didn't just let them out of the gun shops and order the shops to do it. They helped get them across the border using police chiefs to do it with Los Zetas trained in America. All confirmed. It's so incredible. Let's finish up with this ABC clip where they try to whitewash the whole thing. Here it is.
And in one case, they even paid a farmer $1,000 after U.S. and Afghan special forces burned his crop.
If you can come down to the base on my next visit, I'll make a payment.
This is controversial. The opium trade is the Taliban's main source of funding.
Around here, this poppy isn't only a plant. It's the very basis of the economy here. Poppy grows everywhere in this area, and most of the farmers base their entire income for the entire season on this harvest.
And that's why soldiers ignore and encourage the farmers. If the U.S. burned their crop, farmers would blame the U.S. for their poverty and turn toward the Taliban. I'm not going to lie to you, this farmer says. If my poppy were destroyed, I would be very angry.
If we secure them having a good harvest, now they're going to get paid for all their hard work, and then we can deal with the trafficking afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the new U.S. policy. After farmers get paid, try to capture drug traffickers. These troops have confiscated 10,000 pounds of opium before the profit reached the Taliban.
Let's stop right there.
One day the U.S. hopes to...
Okay, folks, so this is how they spin it. Now, the troops aren't the main ones on the C-130 shipping it out. That's the contractors. And contractor aircraft have crashed in Europe, they've crashed the Middle East and Mexico and the U.S. full of heroin and cocaine. And I read you one of the Reuters headlines on that earlier. You need to grow up and understand this. You need to understand the big banks are allowed to launder the money and even pay for the aircraft and lease them and run them in their names. On record, I read to you Bloomberg headline. In the hundreds of billions, 376 bill. Stop being naive, and if you're a young person, never use the government's products. It came out 5 years ago in the New Freedom Initiative that the federal government wants to try to drug half of school children with Prozac or Ritalin-type drugs, which molecules are even more dangerous than the illegal molecules. Don't ever take their Ritalin or their Prozac. Don't ever take cocaine. Don't ever take heroin. Don't ever take any of it. It is a direct tax to the mega banks that are openly imploding our society. Now, I want to shift gears now, ladies and gentlemen, and don't hold your breath for Eric Holder to get in trouble. Don't hold your breath, because this is official banker policy that runs this country. This is the private banking cartel mafia system. Don't hold your breath for drugs to ever be decriminalized, because they don't want their prices to go down. We have the biggest prison population. The drug war started in the 80s. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine, according to the Justice Department's own numbers we had then. It's working well. The drug war is a big success. We got more people in prison. We've got the prisons as colleges for crime. We've got a militarized police busting down doors in no-knock warrants, looking for drugs shipped in by the shadow government. Now, let me get to the other news I'm going to cover, and I'll get the calls coming up in the next hour. But I want to get to this next big issue, and that's the carbon tax. That's the carbon tax. Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Ken Lay, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, I'm going to go over all those articles for you. But we don't just make claims here. I'm going to go over the articles. They own and run the global carbon tax, a global tax being set up to be paid directly to private banks for all human activity. And they're saying you shouldn't be able to have a hot bath, you shouldn't be able to live in even a rat hole apartment, that your consumption's hurting the earth, and that they're going to tax the carbon dioxide you breathe. Meanwhile, the heir of the Rothschild fortune is in the Daily Mail on their giant yachts at his birthday and sent their goons to take the Daily Mail's camera, people's cameras away and destroy their, erase their digital photos of them with British government officials on board the yachts and at the private island. And I just want to illustrate, they have all these private jets, giant yachts. Ted Turner has five kids, biggest landowner, more than a dozen jets, but he says you shouldn't be able to have more than one child. It's total tyranny. The whole green movement has nothing to do with the earth. It's all about a giant power grab. We're going to be breaking that down. And then the even bigger news coming up. You knew it would happen. They've been billing Obama as the second coming of Abraham Lincoln. They are now announcing in AFP, Reuters, National Review, Washington Post, they're preparing to invoke dictatorship powers used by Lincoln against the Congress if they don't raise the taxes and increase the debt ceiling to the private banking cartels that run the narcotics and the sex slavery openly. You heard me right. They're threatening to use. Now, understand, the Congress controls taxes, debt ceiling. It's all in the Constitution. They don't care. Obama's launching the Libya war without congressional approval. It's happening. It's in the news. I can't even believe this. They say the president may use powers used on southern states on the Congress, the federal Congress.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live into hour number two. I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment. They're not open yet, folks. I don't want you to dial for no reason. I'll give you that toll-free number coming up at the start of the next segment. You know, I was just thinking about the consequences. People ask why I get excited. Knowing drugs were made illegal on purpose so that they could build a police state in America, attack the Bill of Rights and Constitution, pack private prisons owned by the big banks, laundering the drug money full of citizens working for 25 cents an hour on average, displacing American workers. It's so diabolical and it's so hidden in plain view, documented, that now they have newscast after newscast and NATO video press releases, you know, NATO and Army News, explaining it so the troops feel good about it. And a lot of these military men will come back, become cops. What is it, like 80-something percent of cops are now former military? And they'll pull your teenager over. God forbid your poor teenager gets on cocaine or something, or heroin. They'll find them with the drugs, and instead of throwing them in the back of an ambulance to take them to a rehab to detox them, this is horrible stuff. No, they're going to take them to prison where they're going to learn how to kill and steal. We have the biggest prison population. We have the highest crime rate. Of course we do. We have criminals running the country. It's so frustrating. I wake up at 2 in the morning. I jogged and for the first time ever did a big stretching class, which, boy, was the hardest thing I ever did this weekend, and I still couldn't sleep. Because I've got a normal response to this type of tyranny. I realize that this stuff's growing. There isn't some status quo where this just stays at one point and then gets better later. It gets worse. Corruption either gets pushed back or it gets worse. It doesn't just stay in one spot. And we've been trained that anybody that can think for themselves, anybody that criticizes corruption is a conspiracy theorist or an extremist or corrupt. And it upsets me. And, you know, a lot of people say, Alex, how do you have the courage to talk about these subjects? Well, they're hidden in plain view. How would I have the courage to not speak out against them? See, I'm not thinking about myself individually or at the end of the day, even my family, because I'll come and go. My family will come and go. I realize that I'm part of something bigger called the human species. And as a true individualist, I realize it's individuals that have to stand up to the collective corruption so that in the future, our species has a future. And it was that type of attitude that forged and was the progenitor and gave birth to everything that's good in our society. I'm not a hero. I'm a human. I'm somebody who loves the truth more than, quote, security. Because when you take that stagnant road of limited security for a short time to work with evil, to go along with evil, to rationalize corruption, to make excuses for it, it grows and grows. You know, if you get diagnosed with a tumor and it's operable, you don't wait and just say, I'm going to deny that I have a tumor. You get the thing cut out. And it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a future if we don't turn this around. And I know that there's CIA people watching and listening. I know there's private mercs listening. I know that things have been called in before that haven't been carried out because a lot of people realize I'm a good person. And there's still some weird morals inside the system. But they're putting sodium fluoride and bisphenol A in the plastics we drink out of, in the water we drink, the GMO foods, time and time again, the companies are designing sterilants and cancer triggers into them. A lot of you that serve the system think you're winners because you know the truth and go along with it and laugh at all the other sheep. You're a sheep too. You're being murdered as well. I'm being soft killed as well. And I'm not going down without a fight. Okay, so join me. I know a lot of you that serve evil have the hair on the back of your neck standing up right now. And you know why? Because your soul isn't destroyed yet. You haven't had your humanity driven from you. You still have honor. Your ancestor strength speaks through you. Join liberty. Join me. Turn your back on evil.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people.
Infowars.com.
Who are they?
They
They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984.
Yes.
Is 1776.
Ha ha!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. It is our number dose, number two. Thank you for joining us. Look at the unlimited carnage, the death, the destruction, the giant prison populations, the crime by the prohibition of drugs. Legalize it all. In the prohibition now, let idiots take the drugs. Let them destroy themselves if they want. Back when you could buy any drug you wanted 90 years ago, 85 years ago in the U.S., if you look at the statistics, there was much less drug use or deaths from it. Because it was pharmaceutical grade, and it was looked on as a sickness and pathetic. They make it illegal so they can make giant profits off of it. Now, I just spent an hour covering the fact that Mexico has been imploded by design so that they can, through crises as the SPP, North American Union documents that Judicial Watch sued and got 4 years ago that I cover in my film Endgame, that they would use that crisis to call for a continental security perimeter in the North American Union. That was now done 2 months ago, 3.5 years after we first covered it. We've laid this all out. I told you a decade ago they would use hacker threats to set up a new internet too and then start shutting off the old internet. The new internet will be tracked, controlled, taxed. Headline today, Pop Science, former CIA chief, a separate internet could curb cyber threats. This is the system. We've done our homework. We know what we're talking about. In other news, North Carolina nuclear facility leaking radioactive cooling water. This is buried in local newspapers there. Also, for 2 weeks, a major reactor on a major river in Nebraska has been flooding. Anybody that tries to get near it is arrested. The government has responded by the Fukushima disaster and the total meltdowns of 3 reactors, partial at 2 others of the total 6, is to raise the level of radioactive isotope safety in some isotope levels 100,000 times. Go to the EPA website if you think I'm joking. I've shown you those EPA websites and gone over it months ago. This is huge. What is going on? There are so many nuclear disasters. There was one 3 months ago in Canada. They released massive amounts of radiation into the surrounding area. This has got to be some type of bizarre sabotage. And I had the big EU advisor to the government of England and the EU on, Dr. Busby, months ago, and he said many of his colleagues believe this is being deliberately done to reduce fertility because nothing attacks fertility like radiation, particularly uranium. Now I've got to start believing him. This is just too insane. There are nuclear disasters going on a weekly basis now, out of the blue. What in tarnations is going on? I don't know. What do you think's going on? I got a bunch of news I want to get to, but I want to take your calls. More and more I get really bad about not taking calls. I'll do 3 hours weekdays, 11 to 2 Central during the day, and not even take a call because I got a lot of info. We have a lot of guests, but I love your calls, and I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this July 10th Sunday edition is 877-789-ALEX. But I specifically want to hear from military people who've been in Afghanistan. That's who the phones are open for. Let me add that proviso. For military people that have been in Afghanistan guarding the poppy fields, what do you think of the newscast, the military saying, oh, yeah, we guard it and help them ship it out, but then we interdict it once it gets to America? I mean, do you see how they can't hide how industrial this operation is, so now they just admit it? What do you think about what's happening in Mexico and the attorney general perjuring himself, now confirmed? We have those articles up on Infowars.com. To the Congress saying that the Justice Department didn't authorize the DEA, FBI, and ATF. Now all three to be shipping 30,000 guns into Mexico to then blame it on the Second Amendment. That was one end of it. The end in Mexico is to knock out their competition through the Los Zetas, trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, School of Americas, now on record. Do you really believe thousands of commandos defected suddenly when Calderon got elected? A Western puppet? They do not want you to know this information. Now, I'll go to your phone calls, and I want to hear from you at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. We have a different number on Sunday's show because this broadcast is fully produced and everything out of my own studios. We still use the Genesis phone system, and they bounce the calls down from Minnesota weekdays, quite frankly, at the end of the day, because I don't want to deal with a 1-800 bill. But this is on our phone system if you want to get involved with us here on air. And I'm going to get into even bigger news than the phony drug war and tell you about their next big scam, the carbon tax, and just how wicked that is coming up in the last segment of the broadcast today. But I ended the last hour getting into this. Now, I remember all these weird parallels between Obama and Abraham Lincoln. And you can say what you want about the North and the South. I don't say the North was good or the South was good. You see, I don't just take two choices I'm given. I'm addicted to history. I'm addicted. I don't watch football games. I don't play tiddlywinks with the neighbors. Occasionally I do play poker. I like to fish. I mean, I do have some extracurricular activities, but my main extracurricular activity is reading history books. I'm addicted. History is the roadmap to the present and the future. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. People perish for lack of knowledge, as the good book says. Now, if you've studied the Civil War, you know British intelligence, this is on record, by the way, came in and funded the South, who was being wronged by tariffs in the North, international tariffs that cheated the South. There was almost a rebellion when Andrew Jackson was president because he was a Southerner. He was able to end it and fix the trade problems. The North, namely Boston and New York, did cheat the living daylights out of the South and set up tariff deals that totally destroyed their cotton trade and other things. Nothing to do with slavery. I'm now digressing into a history lesson. The point is that Abraham Lincoln arrested a bunch of members of Congress, U.S. Congress. He arrested hundreds of newspaper owners and editors, hundreds. Abraham Lincoln engaged in a lot of tyranny, but I'm not saying he was wrong or right because British intelligence was trying to break the country up through the South. So at the end of the day, again, and I had my whole family were Southerners, folks. I mean, the mom's side, dad's side, you know, colonels in the Confederacy, whole nine yards. And a lot of Southerners get mad when I talk about this. I'm just giving you the facts. The British came in and manipulated the South into getting into a fight they couldn't win, try to break up the U.S. The British put tens of thousands of troops in Toronto and were about to invade until the Tsars, who were the British cousins from Russia, sent a fleet in and threatened to attack them if they did because they were in the middle of a fight. Now, just like the French teamed up with us against the British in 1778, if you want to get technical, not 1776. So there's a lot of jockeying going on between empires. That's why the globalists want a one-world empire so nobody can oppose them. Now, I've seen all these parallels between Obama and Lincoln. And I noticed they were hyping that because they knew that the states would move under 10th Amendment powers against the banker bailouts, against the planned implosion of America, against third world debt servitude, against the gun control, against abortion, against all these issues, because that was the remedy in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, is the states. That's why we have states. That's why senators until 1913 were elected by state legislatures. They could be recalled. The states are supposed to have 51% of the power, the feds 49%. The states are supposed to be preeminent. Then federally, it's supposed to be Congress, then the courts, then the president. The president, because the power and the danger of an attempted dictatorship, read the Federalist Papers, read them. It's not equal powers, as we've been taught for 100 years. It's Congress, courts, president. Congress has the power. For war, taxes, monetary policy, borders, laws. The president executes as an executive. Okay, so the Congress represents the shareholders, the people. And they can remove the CEO whenever they want. That's the president. I'm going to come back and break this down because Obama is announcing that he may use war powers against the Congress. Corruption is growing and growing and growing. We're going to open the phones up just to everybody. We'll see if we get some military callers. We normally do when I call for it. The number to join us, of course, is 877-789-ALEX. Okay, there's a whole bunch of news articles about this. They're up on Infowars.com. The Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com has them on the right-hand side as well. You want to find a place to find it easily. Obscure clause may help U.S. avert default. And I saw this today and started reading, and they just have a kind of milquetoast headline. You know, this should read, Obama threatens to use civil war martial law powers on Congress. Or Obama threatens to overturn Constitution to continue debt to foreign banks. And again, we wouldn't be bankrupt if this wasn't derivatives in the, quote, banker bailout that was bipartisan, that Republican leaders supported as well back in October of 2008. We wouldn't be in debt. We've got incredible wealth, ladies and gentlemen, but they train you that it's the welfare queens or Social Security that's causing this. Not that I even like any of that because it makes us dependent. The point is it's a fraud. Look at the numbers. Now listen to this. They just calmly report here that they could use a Civil War power used by Lincoln and a 14th Amendment clause used against Southern states that didn't want to pay high reparations under Reconstruction. This is out of AFP, Agency French Press, their equivalent of AP. It's also National Review, Washington Post. It's all right here. It says the White House could resort to a little-known line in the U.S. Constitution to prevent a ruinous default if Democrats and Republicans do not agree to raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd, experts say. And then it goes on to say, does Congress control money? Of course they declare war. They pass the laws. They control economic issues. Not according to this. The 143-year-old clause written to address still potent divisions after the bloody Civil War has been dredged up by legal scholars as well as U.S. Treasury Secretary to suggest how a debt debacle might be avoided. You go read the clause. It's for Reconstruction, taking people's property. But resorting to it could spark a controversial crisis over just who, as if AFP doesn't know. The Congress or the White House controls the power of the federal purse, analysts say. Everyone knows Congress controls that, and the president executes it. Everyone knows the Congress does the spending bills and controls the issuance of currency and credit. But they already gave it over to the private Federal Reserve in 1913. They've already given our trade control over to the private World Trade Organization. We're already handing the carbon tax control over to the private IMF World Bank. Why not? It goes on. The U.S. government reached its debt limit of $14.29 trillion. That doesn't even count future obligations that are in the hundreds of trillions in May. And since then, the Treasury has used special measures to allow the government to keep paying its bills. Treasury Secretary, former head of the Federal Reserve in New York, is a revolving door to the offshore banks. But unless the limit is raised by August 2nd, the Treasury says growing spending and debt service commitments, why not actually make some real cuts? Well, Obama wants to raise $2 trillion in taxes on the middle class. They got Warren Buffett and all these globalists out promoting to raise taxes when they've written the laws to exempt themselves. But unless the limit is raised by August 2nd, the Treasury says growing spending and debt service commitments will force a default, which would have disastrous ripple effects throughout the global financial system. Republicans in Congress, which sets the debt cap into law, you mean the Congress does, yeah. Oh, well, why did they before? The president doesn't need them now. Has refused to raise it unless the move is accompanied by deep spending cuts, and their talks with Democrats have made little visible progress. See, the bankers get our money up front and more as we lose our debt rating, so they want to bankrupt us. That's what this is all about. It's economic conquest. If the impasse is not broken, could President Obama simply ignore the ceiling and borrow more money? Some legal experts believe, well, I bet some legal experts believe we don't even need a constitution. In fact, I've seen that in Time Magazine, Newsweek. They're all promoting how bad it is. Get rid of it. Well, we've gotten into all this trouble by ignoring it. With the country still wrestling with post-war divisions, Section 4 of the amendment was written after politicians from the defeated South sought to block the North's commitment to repay large debts arising from its victorious campaign. And then it goes through that it was the power to levy incredible taxes, including land confiscation from the South. So they're threatening to use against Congress power used during Reconstruction that was martial law. And it got so out of control that in 1878, more than a decade later, they passed posse comitatus in Latin, meaning you don't put federal troops on the streets to confiscate things. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tombstones at family cemeteries of my family that says killed by Northern soldiers in Reconstruction. We had our hotel in Teague, Texas burned. There are graves where Northern soldiers, years after the war, would come in and take whatever they want and openly hand your land right over to the carpetbaggers who were banker agents sent from the North. They took whatever they wanted, quote, because of the national debt of the Confederacy. Now, the president who launched the Libya war and told Congress, I don't even have to consult you. And Congress said, we'll give you the power. We're pro-war. We love it. We want to attack. Plus, you're a Peace Prize winner, and we'll call it peace. Just come to us for authorization. And he said, I don't need your authorization. And he put a letter out saying, I'm doing this, quote, and you just search it if you don't believe me, White House press release, whitehouse.gov, put this in, whitehouse.gov into Google, the NSA search engine, and add Libyan operation for the credibility of the UN. He said, for the credibility of the UN to say they're the boss, I don't need you, Congress. So why should, and even liberals like Congressman Nadler and people like Ron Paul, real constitutionalists, came out and said, this is making the presidency a dictatorship. Why even have a Congress? Well, now you're learning we don't need one. We have an emperor now. We have a new world order, and these puppet emperors will come and go, like Obama. But the office is now being enshrined with total and complete, absolute, unbridled, Hitlerian, dictator, Stalinistic, Maoistic, Chavistic, Castroistic, absolute, Julius Caesaristic, unlimited Genghis Khanis, Attila the Hunnish, absolute, total, Pol Potish, Idi Aminish. They are just absolutely doing it. It's the norm 99% of the time. Liberty is the unknown jewel, the great goal, the thing to be guarded above all else, is that radical terrorist, Thomas Jefferson, FEMA teaches police, said. And so now a lot of you good old boys think, well, so what? They're going to do that and it'll be all right. I hear troops calling the radio. It sounds like officers. They go, I'm in the military. We control the printing presses. We got the biggest military in the world. And we'll do whatever we want. That's what they're being told. Ron Paul came out Friday and said, all we've got left is our military. And it's run by big global banks that are looting and robbing the country. It's not just going to be reserved for Libyans or Iraqis or Pakistanis or Afghans to be slaughtered or enslaved and go into debt bondage. This is now being threatened against the Congress. He's threatening Reconstruction, Sherman, burning major cities. I mean, he's threatening the nuclear option. He's saying, I'll do what Lincoln did. I don't need a stinking Congress. I'll arrest members of Congress. Your call's coming up. Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. All right, I want to go to Sean in Arizona, Luke in South Korea, Brian, Tom, Keith, Michael, Tovarius, Chuck, many others. We're going to get to all of you here. And then I do want to get into some of the carbon tax news towards the very end of the hour. I should be going to calls earlier. I love hearing from you, but I've got to go over all this. I mean, we act like a bunch of gullible children just buying into this fake Hollywood TV buffet of lies that's laid out for us. And the average male acts like an Arrested Development 6-year-old. You have no idea. The world is just as serious and just as vicious as it always was. It's just packaged in a sicky sweet surface. And please, folks, they're gearing up World War. They're gearing up total depression. And they're going to go ahead with these programs if people don't wake up faster. Let's go to Sean in Arizona first. Sean, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a while since we chatted. We last chatted in January when Obama came down here over the Tucson shooting and so forth. I want to quickly tell you a couple things One thing that happened 25 years ago here in the West, not Arizona, but another Western state, that substantiates to the T what you've been talking today about the drug trade. And that's when I got educated. I was about 24 years old at the time. In another Western state, under state statutes, I put a drug dealer under citizen's arrest, and I used force against that drug dealer when the county would not respond. It was a 40 below.
Yeah, he was obviously one of their dealers.
That's exactly it. Let me get to it. Exactly it. And that's when I learned, as you know, that I had an old rancher friend of mine then tell me after the whole debacle, we proved the county was involved with the drug trade. I had knocked over one of their guys. He was in and out of the jail system in about 48 hours. And they came after me with aggravated assault charges, which we later I had to get an attorney to sue the county attorney, and then they dropped everything. It was a completely rigged deal, and that's when I got educated to the fact that an old rancher friend said, Sean, I've been to Vietnam. When are you going to wake up? Anytime there's a black market, the government is involved. And I just wanted to substantiate your information that you give because it's dead on. And I want to look, I listen to you every day, and I want to open it up a little more to the Tea Partiers and all the faith that people have sent these individuals back to Washington and so forth. You know, these people, a lot of them and I've listened to a lot of them before they were sworn in, they just don't have the breadth of the situation.
No, they're ignorant. People always ask me for solutions. Folks have to have wide-spectrum understanding of things before they're able to fix anything. I'd love to hear from you more, but I got to jump, Sean. I'll just say this. I'm not really supposed to talk about it. People get mad when I do. I'm even told it messed up some military promotions. So I probably shouldn't say anything. But it's not saying my family's even special. It's how big the shadow government is. But they do love to recruit out of Texas. Whatever thing is, the CIA and other intelligence people have a fetish for it, you know, for the reputation of people that'll get the job done. But the point is, growing up, going to family reunions, great uncles, things like that, so many of them were in the Army and then were recruited into the CIA. One of my dad's great uncles and so many others. And every time, my family was moral. They always got out when it started to get into killing people and dealing drugs. And again, I'm going to shut up right there. But the point is, this is everywhere. Because I wasn't told this story by one of them. I've been told it by others. Other people in the family told me stuff they were involved in. But this one guy told my dad about how he did stuff out of the Army for the CIA for a couple of years. And when it got into just horrible stuff in Chicago, he wouldn't do it. Folks, grow up. Grow up. They can only get away with all this stuff, destroying the dollar, our future. Look at your children, folks. You have no future if you don't grow up. You have no future if you don't grow up. And that's all I can say to you because, look, it's be one thing if the government shipped the drugs in. That's horrible. They want my guns, too, and keep raising my property taxes. They're not for America. It'd be one thing if they were dealing drugs for America. That's bad enough. I'd be against it. But, of course, you can't have it halfway. Like, well, the government brings the drugs in to control it and kind of so America controls it because if we don't, the Ruskies will. That was the argument 30, 40 years ago. They're not going to stop anywhere. They're crooks. They wrap themselves the American flag. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke in South Korea. Luke, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a story here that's going to let your listeners know just why police are scared of cameras so much. A fellow bouncer from Sydney, Tarek Nasser, was pled guilty against his will because he had an alibi recorded by Star City Casino, which proved 18 police gave false briefs of evidence. So he had to be pled guilty by a corrupt lawyer and the same law firm that's now working with Julian Assange. I've put it all on your forum, and you guys can look it up.
Yeah, you called a few weeks ago with incredible news with your prime minister of Australia openly calling for global government and carbon taxes. So I'll have to check into the new thing you're calling about, but very interesting.
Yeah, that was Bob Brown, not the prime minister, but I've actually made a group on Facebook.
That's right. That was the head of the Green Party, right? The head of the Green Party.
Yes, Bob Brown. Yeah, if your listeners go on Facebook, they can look up Globalist Greens Above the Law Against Human Rights, and all the information about the proposed new laws they're putting in Australia under UN order, which we call outlaw motorcycle gang laws, are actually requiring us to delete our own human rights legislation and even the Government Office of Criminology.
That's right. You're under treaties where even if you criticize police, you're arrested. I saw the articles you posted. It's unbelievable. I appreciate your call. I got to move quick here now. Brian in Ohio, you're on the air, then Tom and others. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Alex, I want to say that I feel your frustration. I mean, every time that you're on the air, I'm sitting there listening to you, and I'm watching your different videos that you got, and I've been trying to get the word out now for almost 2 years. I just was awoken 2 years ago when Obama was becoming into presidency with everything that was going on with the elections and him getting declared winner with about 4% of a vote of a state. And I'm going, this is crazy. This seems like something's going on. And I got more in depth into it and I found yourself. I found Glenn Beck. I know you don't like that guy too well, but at least you guys are actually trying to get the truth out.
Let me get clear. I like it when he covers Agenda 21, when he covers Soros. I don't like him blocking me. Not that it's that big of a deal, but every time I'm about to be a guest on Fox News, they call me. I'm in the car rolling down there to the TV uplink, and we're told by the producer, sorry, Glenn Beck's threatening if you come on, or I'm booked on another show in New York when I was already on The View and and CNN. And then I'm told Glenn Beck had you kicked off, or Glenn Beck reportedly goes to sponsors and gets them away from us. And Glenn Beck takes my material and twists it. He supported the bailout. I'm not the one drawing first blood. Glenn Beck's been attacking me, and now he's moving to Texas. He's obsessed with me. I've confirmed it from inside his operation. I've been around 16 years. He's been covering the New World Order for 4. I would welcome him and bow down if he was for real. That's my problem with Beck. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I believe everything you're saying. The thing is that we need people around America, as you just said earlier, join me. Well, I've sent you emails, not you per se, but Aaron. You've asked to send Aaron at Infowars.com. I've sent him emails. I've sent other things, trying to work together.
Brian, I hear you. Listen, man, Aaron was up here till about an hour and a half ago. He's working 7 days a week. We're only human. I'm sorry we can't reach out to all you, or we don't have fake auto responses like politicians do. You know why Aaron had to leave? He's coming back. He had to go meet the lawyer I'm having to pay for from 2 years ago when he asked Karl Rove a question at UT and got arrested for no reason. They're still throwing the book at him. Aaron's working on Sunday.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we don't wake up and grow up and admit just how corrupt the rulers of this country have become, the sky's the limit. I mean, Obama's launching wars without even consulting Congress now and saying the UN's his boss and saying he'll invoke reconstruction powers on the federal Congress, and he's got the power to raise taxes and things without him. I mean, this is Julius Caesar type stuff happening. And we knew it was coming. They've been setting the grid up for a long time. They've committed so many crimes. They're arrogant. They're ruthless. I'm going to rampage through a bunch of calls here because I want to try to get to everybody. The problem is we could take hundreds of calls. But I wanted to briefly hit on this, and I'll cover it more tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central when we go live. Peter Mandelson parties with his super rich chums again, and the security guards definitely do not want you to see him. And it turns out they were at a private island, but it's right off the coast. They're in the Mediterranean of the mainland. And they were there with Nat Rothschild, billionaire Nat Rothschild, and all these British government people at this party. And they came across and grabbed the media's cameras and erased them. But they got some of the photos from a distance. And it's the same people that go to Bilderberg Group. But the point is that it's Nat Rothschild there on the right-hand side of the screen with Mandelson, who's set to be the next British Prime Minister, openly calling for global carbon taxes, which has nothing to do with the environment. And then I have the headlines here. Australian bank accepts carbon credits as currency. They're now taking farmers and ranchers' property. Power bills have soared 30% in green reforms, London Telegraph, due to carbon taxes. I've got that report right here. Australian children are being terrified by climate change lessons, telling them they're going to die if they don't pay carbon taxes to Lord Rothschild. These guys, in fact, show them the giant yacht. Have these giant yachts the size of destroyers. They're all pulled up at this private island, and they got all their private jets and the rest of it, and they are on record. If you don't believe me, just search British population told not to take hot baths or showers for Earth. But the very people pushing are the banksters that want to tax your human activity for themselves. I mean, it's just asinine. Wake up to the fraud. Wake up to the scam. Come on. Let's go to Tom in Rhode Island. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller. I'm a college at the I go to college at the University of Massachusetts. I'm taking finance and economics. Now, there's a couple things I wanted to go over with you, real quick. First of all, there is an epidemic of prescription pain medication addiction on the East Coast over here.
I know. And listen, the very same megabanks caught laundering money own and control Big Pharma that's pushing this everywhere. They're drug dealers. They're criminals.
Absolutely. And it's funny because it's not funny, actually. But I know hundreds of people that are addicted to these things. I know a lot of people around here. I have a lot of friends. And I'm a popular
That's why
guy.
You better never take them the first time.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right, Alex. I totally agree.
By the way, I've had surgery before and not taking them.
No, I totally agree. And it is a lot worse than what you would even think. I mean, there are people that are good
Sir,
people,
President good Bush's people. New Freedom Initiative openly said that they would put half of school children on these drugs. The plan is to drug everyone.
Well, particularly, I'm talking about OxyContin. That is that is what is really destroying, particularly students. I mean, you can't.
I know. Limbaugh. He shouldn't have gotten in trouble for that. It's an illness. But why Limbaugh then supports mandatory prison time for cocaine or heroin users when he's taking in synthetic heroin really makes me sad, Tom. Good points. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm not judging Limbaugh. Just Rush, stop judging other people that have a problem here. Come on, man. Let's talk to Keith in California. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to your comment you made earlier about the cops pushing drugs to the kids during the parties when you were a kid.
Yeah, no, I saw it myself. I grew up in the wealthiest county in Texas. We were poor compared to the billionaires there. And I would be at parties when I was 14 and see a car pull up with a cop in his uniform, in his private truck selling drugs. And then I learned about it because one of my buddy's big brothers was a drug dealer. I was never involved in drugs, but it was just all over the place. And I learned they got all their drugs, ecstasy, cocaine, you name it, from the police. And later the cops went to prison for it. It's not like it's not on record.
Yeah, well, what I was responding to, I'm around your age, and if you remember back in the early 90s, there was a big-time gang explosion, especially in California.
Yes.
I got caught up in that culture, and by 19, I was in San Quentin myself for dealing drugs. I've seen all this stuff firsthand you're talking about. I used to be involved in the gangs. They would come around and get their tribute in some of these major Bay Area cities that I was dealing in, and they'd get their tributes from the gangs to give us protection, basically immunity, from any kind of prosecution. They let us know when, busts were coming down, all sorts of things they let us know. So people that believe the cops aren't involved in this, they're up to this in their neck. They're fooling themselves.
Well, look at the Serpico case. Up until the 70s, they would have to fire the majority of New York detectives every decade. Now they just let them do it.
Oh, yeah. They don't care. It's so corrupt. This is what's scary about this whole thing. I want to make it clear, I'm not in that stuff anymore. That was when I was younger, my mid-20s.
No, but I understand how it works. You're young. There's a lot of money involved. Listen. When I was like 15, I had a moped, and I had people offer for me to deliver drugs, and I said, no way. Thank God I never got involved in it. The point is, it's everywhere. I know how people get involved in drugs. It's just that I was there so many times witnessing this, it makes me want to throw up. I appreciate your call. Great. Keith, anything else you want to add about government drug dealing?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you know how they got those drugs. They confiscated it from somebody. They pulled some kids over, somebody who wasn't on the take, confiscated the drugs, turned around and resold them on the streets, just like they do with the guns, too.
No, that's how it works. They only bust the dealers that aren't paying their cut. If you start selling even moderate amounts of drugs, $10,000 a week in the average city, without paying off the government, you will be busted. So they know where all the drug dealing is. Listen, I used to live in South Austin, and this gas station that was nice suddenly had no food, was all dirty. They were running whores out of it. And this is in a half-decent area. And I started pulling over to cops going, there's whores right there getting in cars. There's pimps, and they're dealing drugs. And the cops would just look at me and laugh at me. No, absolutely. I appreciate your call. And I moved out. I had to move from there. I'm just so tired of it. I just want to go fishing and eat enchiladas and lift weights. I don't want to be around drug dealing. Decriminalize it. End it all now. Stop. Look, by the banks making drugs illegal by lobbying government, they make it cost a lot, and that's what most robberies are drug-related, because they rob you, they carjack you, they home invade you to get money to buy drugs that were shipped in by the mega banks, and I'm sick of it. It's a tax directly to the banks with a bunch of mindless drug addicts running. I mean, you can go to East Austin, East 11th right now. They're selling crack down there right now. In fact, I got a live video now. I'm tempted to leave here, go to East 11th after this show, or 10 other streets, and show you drug dealing right now. The cops aren't doing anything about it. I'm out of control here. Michael in Canada, you're on the air. Now, you know what? I want to go to Tovarius, just because the name's interesting, and we'll go to Michael. Tovarius, real quick, from Colorado. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I thought the phone shut off. This is my first time calling on your show. I'm a minister from Colorado Springs, and I just wanted to say something. It's been on my heart. Actually, my name is Tavares, by the way. but I wanted to say something that's really been on my heart, and it's concerned about, as actually happened to deal with what you had said at the beginning, that we gotta stand up, we gotta fight in for what's right for this country. But I want to say from the Spirit of the Lord, what He's always been putting on me, and the thing is, before we can do anything as Christians, we got to find out. We got to define who we are as Christians in the Lord. We got.
No, I hear with you. I got to jump, Silvarius. Here's the deal. The churches, under World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, for 100 years, under the Rockefeller Foundation, most of the big ones are totally controlled. They're not real Christian churches. You might as well go to Anton LaVey's church. I'm serious. You're neither hot nor cold. You were lukewarm. They are a joke. They have the clergy response teams that we got secret documents on 6-7 years ago. Mainstream news a few years later admitted it. They have recruited now over 100,000 pastors nationwide to spy on their flocks and to teach them to submit to corrupt government under Romans 13. Well, we are the government. We're the people. The Constitution's the government. So you submit to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, everything that's under attack. Folks, you have been warned. There is no future if we don't face up to the corruption under the national security umbrella that's taken over our society. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.